John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. It's good to be in London. How long have you been here?
We did the Grammys in LA, and then we just got on a plane the next day.
Yeah.
Fresh from partying the night before, and got on a plane and flew here. And
new city, new party. It's hard life in a rock band, isn't it? You're up for best international group today. Does it mean much being nominated? Are you excited about the awards? Is it all about the winning, or is it just, you know, a good party?
Well, my take on it is it's just people in the music industry voting on who they have the most respect for, and their idea of what good music is has a lot to do with how well it gets across to the masses, you know. And I think it's cool, you know, for whatever reason, our music gets across to the masses really well. I'm happy for that. I could be happy with a lot of other situations, but it just so happens that the stuff that comes from my heart in the context of this group speaks to large groups of people, and therefore people in the music industry respect it. You know, the people who I respect don't get respected by the music industry.
So, go on, then. Who are those people? Who would be the people that you'd have as international group if you were the one that was deciding on the nominations?
I have a funny feeling they don't want my publicity. But people like Richard D. James and Sean Brown and Rob Booth and Aaron Funk. I'm giving you all their actual names instead of their band names.
Okay,
I'm sick of promoting them. I know they don't like it.
Just Google those names, then look at the MySpaces, then you can hear the music.
Cool.
It's kind of all the way. Out the people you're up against today, Scissor Sisters, The Killers, Gnarls Barkley, Flaming Lips. Any of those particular favorites of yours? Any of those you've seen live?
Oh, yeah, well, Gnarls Barkley we like a lot. We were just touring with them, one of my closest friends is playing keyboards with them, and they're all really nice people in that group, so I really like them. And Flaming Lips is also really nice people. They toured with us a few years
they're
ago.
They're amazing. Wayne's just kind of amazing frontman for a band.
Yeah.
Did he go in a big bubble when he was touring for you guys? And go across the audience like he did at Wireless?
He did a lot of kooky stuff, but I don't think he was doing that at our shows, but he did a lot of funny stuff. They would bring all, you know, they would have audience members dress up in these like teddy bear outfits and things like that, and come and dance on the stage every night. So every night it was like new people from the audience on stage. That was fun. Who else did you say?
The Killers and the Scissor Sisters.
Oh yeah, I don't know them.
Okay, see, they're American bands, are much bigger over here in Britain than they are back in your homeland.
Right.
So we'll look out for them. Scissor Sisters, I think Killers are performing live. Both of those performing live.
Cool, maybe.
So we can go down to the show, have a look. Anyway, John, I want to wish best of luck. Thank you very much for coming in to chat to us, and enjoy the party afterwards.
Okay.
The Grammys to the Brits. It's a hard life.
In my bed and with a book. Bye.
See you later.